On Labor and Industrial Relations, we have one item, and we'll let the author go ahead and describe why this is good for the state of California.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. This bill authorizes the Department of Industrial Relations to share workers' compensation data with the Department of Health Care Services to improve the ability of the department to recover Medi-Cal costs that should have been paid by workers' comp insurers. While the department already does have the authority to recover Medi-Cal overpayments, it does not have the authority to review workers' comp claims data until those cases have been adjudicated. This bill allows the data to be shared early in the process, allows for increased cost recoveries, and reduces the paperwork requirements for Medi-Cal and workers' comp insurers. I do have supporters here representing Health Management Systems as well as CSAC. And the applicant's attorney as well. There's no opposition. I ask for your vote.
Hey, supporters.
Jennifer Snyder on behalf of Health Management Systems. HMS is a vendor that works actually on contract with the Department of Health Care Services and helps them recover on claims that should have been paid by a third-party payer. Last year alone, in working with Medi-Cal, they actually recovered about $62 million for Medi-Cal on claims that should have been paid and that were eventually paid by a third-party payer. In the workers' comp area, what happens is a patient will go into an office. In a lot of cases, they, of course, are an injured worker, but that claim hasn't been figured out yet. They're not sure whether or not the carrier's paying, and so in a lot of cases, the Medi-Cal provider, the provider will bill Medi-Cal. So Medi-Cal pays up front. What happens is Medi-Cal then, the carrier then agrees to cover that injured worker. And so Medi-Cal attempts to go to that in work comp carrier to get paid. What's happening, though, is that claims information that Department of Industrial Relations has, they are not able to share with DHCS. So either Medi-Cal has to go straight to the insurance carrier for data, or they have to wait till the claim's being adjudicated to find out that information and attempt to go and collect. AB 2780 just allows DIR to share confidential information with DHCS. DHCS can then share that with their contractors and be able to get claims information up front, be able to attempt to collect, save Medi-Cal money, and actually be less of a hassle to insurers because Medi-Cal won't have to go directly to them to get that data. So we ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Jason Schmelzer with CSAC Excess Insurance Authority. We too are in support of the bill. I'd like to thank the author and the sponsor for taking a very simple amendment to help us along in that regard. Really, for us, is about efficiency. We're already getting questions about these types of recovery cases. This allows Medi-Cal to have access to these databases, which makes everything easier for everybody. Our members and all payers in the comp system also like to recover money when somebody else should have paid for it, so this is no different, and we're in support of the bill.
Okay. Any other witnesses in support? Mr. Kim. Time's almost up.
I yield my time to Mr. Kim.
Doug Kim with the applicant's attorneys. We always appreciate the opportunity to agree with the employer community.
All right. Any opposition? Okay. Would you like to close, Mr. Solario? Thank you for bringing us a
simple,
good bill.
Straightforward bill. You know, we think that rather than everything being paid by Medi-Cal, if it doesn't need to, we'd love for the workers' comp insurers to pay their share. I ask for your vote.
Okay. Well, we are one short of establishing a quorum.
Once we have it, I move the bill.
All right. So we'll hold our breath. Maybe you could, if you can, be near in case there are any questions from the other committee members.
Okay.
Just
I'll stand
so we
by.
Make sure. Thank you. This will be a historical occasion. I'll ask the secretary to establish a quorum of this committee for the last time before she goes off in a happy retirement.
Senator Mark Desaunier.
Here.
Desaunier here. Senator Mark Weiland.
Here.
Weiland here. Senator Denise Moreno de Cheney. Senator Dennis Hollingsworth. Senator Mark Leno.
Here.
Leno here. Senator Leland Yee.
Here.
Yee here.
Do we have any comments or questions from committee members? If not, Mr. Leno made a motion. Rosa, your last roll call on the motion by Senator Leno to
appropriations.
It's approved. The motion is due pass to appropriations.
Senator Desaunier?
Aye.
Desaunier, aye. Senator Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Senator DeCheney? Senator Hollingsworth? Senator Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Senator Yee? Senator Yee, aye.
You have four votes. You sufficient for passage. We'll leave the roll open for Senator DeCheney. Thank you all. Thank you, Assembly Member.
Gracias. Usted también.
Official act, Rosa.
I am.
Oh, yep. Is this your last? Yeah, you hope it's the last one. The right thing's around here.
Open the roll.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear it already?
Yeah, we already heard it. We already voted. It's four. We're just
waiting
for you to
be
on the
record. Sorry. I thought it was empty here. I thought I was early.
AB 2780, Senator DeCheney.
Aye.
DeCheney, aye.
Okay, that's 5-0.
This is okay.
Yep. Good bipartisan support. So the bill passes out 5-0. We are adjourned. Thank you.